Yes, it is the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the texts, the TikToks, the tweets, the DMs, the Facebooks, the kiss cams, the prison letters, the occasional corporate email that we're not supposed to read, but we still do. Actual correspondent from actual home viewers, just like you. We do not have a Hank FM newsletter.
Dang it.
To update you on. But nonetheless, we do have a lot of things going on. From the personal front, big thank you to all Hank fans and everybody else for all the birthday messages earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say I don't think I skipped one. I think I answered and replied to all of them.
You did? That's why you didn't get your lawn mowed.
And for those that I didn't, just look under your seat right now. I taped a very special prize under it just for you.
That's not creepy.
That's true.
All.
That happened.
Mm-mm. No,
yeah.
not even. Speaking of which, we did get a message about the app from, or pardon me, the Hank website from Johnny. Says, what's going on?
No.
The Listen Live feature is not working.
Yeah.
Well, we had the app down earlier on, and you may be to blame. April from Alito chiming in. Says the birthday show was such a big deal, it broke it entirely.
Oh, the app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was down.
There's an app
the birthday
for that.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
But the listening on the website is evidently down today. Well, I mean, we did put a kiss cam up, though, so we got that going.
Oh, hey, that's going to end well.
Uh-huh. Got this from corporate. Said, just check the website stats, by the way, for the past week. And the KB and Heather Lee Everyday Replay is number one by a long ways. How about that?
Better than everything else?
I mean, a lot of times, leftovers are better when you reheat them.
No kidding.
They sit for a little bit.
That's right.
Also from corporate, engineering lets us know that all of our stations are affected by inversion, as is most radio stations in the mid and eastern portions of Texas. This condition likely will be present for 3 to 4 days, mostly in mornings. And then they attached a photo of the inversion map for our review. And what that is a humidity type thing, and it does mess with radio frequencies, and you might not be able to hear us. That's probably what's wrong with Johnny and Mansfield on the website today.
I didn't get that email at all. It's almost like they don't think I understand science.
Well, I didn't read it.
Oh.
Past this.
Okay.
So do you want mine? Because you're really missing out. You're really missing out.
Jamie texting in that the store is awesome. Make it longer.
Okay.
I don't know what any, and that's Jamie's. Aaron Wilde during the Bet You Didn't Know midday question.
Mm-hmm.
What do 20% of people regret tattooing on their body? The Tallywhacker Ranch. That's a fine suggestion.
Yeah.
It'd be my full back portrait of one KB.
Ah.
Mm. Wow. Good choices, right?
Hi, KB.
Yeah. Put it on a kiss cam. You'll do fine.
817 texted in earlier in the week. I just wanted to thank y'all for the Clay Walker tickets. The show was absolutely amazing. And when Randy Travis came on stage, oh, good, he came back. Everyone was on their feet. I deeply appreciate it. Hope y'all have a fabulous day. That from the 817, no name attached. Yeah, because walking in last week, I went by Billy Bob's and I saw Randy Travis visiting Clay Walker's bus.
Oh.
And then he was leaving, but maybe they were just going to go get dinner, and I guess he came back. So very, very cool. Very nice. Numerous comments on Will It Float yesterday and the look of the turnip greens in the bottom
dear.
Of the tank.
Yeah.
And actually, as I was going out to dump it out into the Fort Worth sewer system there in the gutter in Sundance Square.
Oh, dear.
One of the security guys looked at me. All he said was, very concerned. You okay?
No, not even a little bit. No. No way. Have you met us? Hello?
He didn't go more than that. Are you okay?
Off the text lines, this is Aurora from Fort Worth.
Hey.
I'm driving back from Waco. She wants a long-distance dedication.
Mm.
Would love to hear Jaron and the Long Road of Love.
Oh, no.
I pray for you.
Oh, boy.
And that is going out to Corey. Yeah. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of love in that one. I'm sorry.
Speaking of maybe scoring, Tim on the whole Coldplay thing, he sent, this is the most publicity Coldplay has had in years. they should consider offering an affairs package.
Oh, I mean.
Gary asks, who is Coldplay? It's best not to find out, Gary. It's just best.
Yeah, don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Kelly in the Ville sent this. It's a whole deal. Looks like a definition from a dictionary. Cold-played.
Oh.
Says a verb. One, the act of being unintentionally exposed while cheating, especially in public, usually during major events. Two, to be seen at the wrong place with the wrong person at the wrong time.
Mm.
Synonyms, gotcha'd, busted, publicly played. Related terms, gotcha'd, secret getaway spot for lovers, snapshirt. When someone snaps a pic that ruins your life.
Oh, look at these two.
That's right, yeah. Our Coldplay couple will live on.
Look at them. And then Tracy the Barrel Racer. You know, we've been talking about all things vintage this week. It's not just for jorts anymore, KB. We talked about your Reebok pumps and the ones you want to get. Well, she was talking about her hair back in the day.
Yeah.
Said she had side flares that needed to go out as far as possible, which were made possible with a hair dryer as well as hairspray.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was to see her turned up collar. Little bit of reminiscing.
Yeah.
You know, the old the Izod shirts. My bangs were so big that they used to hit the headliner in my Ford Mustang when I would drive to Catholic school. It was a fun time.
Brad says, anybody think it's a coincidence? Wow, this is a good one. It's a good catch.
Oh.
Does anyone think it's coincidence KB is advertising a sale at a jewelry store on Hank?
I don't. Not
now
at
that
all.
I think of it.
Yeah.
Show criticism from Deborah. I'm actually a big fan of Love Island. You should watch it before making fun of it.
Okay.
Don't worry, I don't have to. When it comes to fashion, April and Alito sent me a link for crochet shorts for men. And I don't...
Yes, your jorts!
Well, the jorts will be on display today in Young County. Which, by the way, the 214 says, I can't believe you're coming to Young County today.
Aww.
Well, the ban was officially lifted, so that's kind of more on y'all. We'll be at the Brahms starting at 4 o'clock there in Graham. Christine said, yeah, the Christine Laffer. It was great to finally meet you. Love listening to you guys every morning. Micah says, I hope y'all can come to Decatur one day. And Jorgen says, send one to Sweden, please.
Yes, please.
I think the ice cream would melt. I'm sorry. I was asked, do you actually shake hands on the handshake tour? I mean, we're not at level of Coldplay or anything like that. But, you know, we'll get close if you want to. That's fine. And when are y'all coming to Palo Pinto County next?
We get your letters every day.
Well, when you lift the ban.
Oh, look at these two.
There it is.
Young County did it.
Mailbags.